You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is time for this Wednesday, June 21st, first day of the summer solstice edition of Valley Talk. And we've got a very special guest on here today. We've got Jeff Torres, County Executive Director of the USDA Farm Service Agency. Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. So we've got a lot of different things that you want to talk about today. Let's start with, it looks like you kind of want to talk about the acreage reporting and...
Correct.
Yeah. So go ahead and let us know.
Okay. Right now, I'd like to thank the 33% of the producers that came in and certified their crops, brought their crop maps in. Right now, we have about 1,100 farms that need to come in and report their acres by July the 17th. So if you haven't received your maps, call the office. But we have already sent all the maps out, and we're in the process of setting up appointments to try and get everybody in before the 17th of next month.
Okay. It's good for the people to know.
Yeah, right now the busy time of the year for us is it seems like FSA seasonal work. So different times of the year, we're busy doing certain things.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure now that we're in the midst of the, obviously, I'm sure planting season's probably all done, but, you know, all the...
Yeah, it's pretty much wrapped up for the year. We've been hearing some producers coming in being prevented from planting because they got planted so late, their fields were still wet. If that happens to any of the producers, reach out to your crop insurance agency or agent, then come in and talk to us
so
we can get that process rolling.
So what are some of the other things that you were hoping to talk to us about today?
Okay. Right now, the Conservation Reserve Program, we're in the middle of our primary nesting season, so no activity may occur on CRP acres unless the county committee approves it, so which means no mowing for cosmetic purposes, placing machinery or equipment, bales, et cetera, on CRP acres is also not allowed, and we will be doing spot checks this summer.
Okay.
In addition, we're about 98% done with the certifications of or the crop acres for CRP. If you haven't already done so, please call the office by July 17th to report your CRP acres.
And it looks like there's also a CRP establishment?
Correct. If you're in the process of establishing your CRP cover, know your planting dates. You need to have them planted by the June 30th. Planting after the established date is not allowed. So make sure... if you're in the process of doing that, your CRP cover crop, let us do it by the program date.
Yeah, that sounds like a good thing for people to know. Looks like we've also got a revenue loss assistance program. You want to elaborate a little bit on that?
This program got extended from June the 2nd to July 14th, and it's 100% based on revenue that you'll get from your Schedule F. There's two different programs, the pandemic assistance programs, which requires a 15% loss of revenue, and the emergency relief program, phase two, which requires a 30. What we're seeing is people or producers are hitting the 15%. So the last week, we've been really busy with it, so look over your Schedule F. If you think you have at least a 15% loss in revenue, call the office, set up an appointment before the 17th of next or the 14th of next month.
Yeah, 15% loss in revenue. That would definitely be something you'd want to get looked at.
Exactly.
And then it looks like we've got a COC election coming up.
Yes. What the county committee is made up of elected farmers in three areas in West Polk County. They're actually my direct supervisor. So they, one of their other job duties besides supervising me is administering these programs. So when we have a problem, well, we go to the county committee to approve, disapprove all our applications and all our programs. And right now we have an election that we can start receiving nominations in our local administrative area number 2, which covers Grand Forks, Township, Fisher, Lowe, Crookston. So if you're in those areas, and if you want to be involved in the county committee, it's a good experience. If you know somebody you think that would represent your area, know the issues, and would like to get involved, have them call the office and we can send them out a ballot.
Yeah, nice. That would be definitely something I think some people will be interested to become part of their administrative positions here in West Polk County. And it looks like, is there a time when the nominations will close?
Yes. We accepted nominations on the 15th of this month, and it closes on August 1st. So it's a pretty pretty long time period, but August 1st will get here before you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested, give us a call. I can go into more detail over the phone or in person.
For sure, and it looks like you're going to need one at on July 1st, 2024.
Correct.
So that's when that position will need to be filled. So it looks like we also have some dates, deadlines, and interest rates you'd kind of like to talk about?
Yeah. Okay. The office will be closed on July 4th, of course, for Independence Day. Mm-hmm. July 14th is the deadline to apply for our Emergency Relief Program, Phase 2, and the Pandemic Assistance Revenue Program. That's on the 14th. On July 17th is the deadline to report your 2003 acres to the office, including your conservation reserve acres. July 17th is also the deadline to turn in your annual yield reports if you're in ARC-IC. An ongoing continuous program is CRP sign-up. General hasn't already passed this year. I talk about farm loan interest rates. Right now for a direct loan, it's 4.5%. For a farm ownership loan, it's 4.75%. Farm ownership joint financing with us and a conventional lender is 2.75%, and a farm ownership loan beginning farmer's down payment is 1.50%. For any of our loan programs, I'm not the expert. I'm just the messenger. So call the office and ask to speak to somebody on the farm loan team.
Yeah. Did you list a number that people can call for that?
I'm sorry. 218-281-2809, extension number 2. And this has been an ongoing issue since last August. We have sporadic phone service.
Mm-hmm.
And today, it finally works. So
that's good. Well, at least it finally works on one day of the week, right?
Yeah, well, we had an ongoing problem since last August. So
yeah.
So far, we're standing alone for the last week. So,
yeah.
It's been a long time coming.
So, yeah, lots of stuff coming up. July 4th, service centers are closed. July 14th, deadline to apply for the Emergency Relief Program and Assistance Revenue Program. And July 17th is the deadline to report the 2023 acres and the agriculture risk coverage reporting deadline. So lots of stuff coming up that people need to know about. Is there any other reports kind of that you were hoping to get across the airwaves and to the masses?
I know right now storage, grain storage is a big issue on a lot of people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
And we do offer farm storage facility loans on grain bins, on grain equipment. So if you have any need, give the office a call. We have really good interest rates right now.
Nice.
For a 3-year term, the interest rate is 3.75%. On a five-year term, it's 3.5%. Same thing on a seven-year term, it's 3.5%. 10 years is 3.5%, and our 12 years is 3.625%.
Yeah, so definitely now is the time to get a farm storage facility, whatever that may entail for you. That's definitely a good time to do it.
Exactly.
So is there any other general news in the farming world that you think is interesting to bring up at the moment?
Right now, I think I covered all the bases. Just get your crop reports in, call the office. Have any other questions, give us a call. We're more than happy to answer your questions.
Yeah, well, that's great that we have a service here in town that is so welcoming and helpful to farmers around the area, because they definitely deserve it. They do lots of great work.
Yes, they do.
Well, if that's all we've got for the viewers today, Jeff, I'll go ahead and let you go. If there's anything else you want to leave us with.
Just everybody have a great day. And we need rain.
Yeah. Well,
pray for some rain.
The forecast is definitely saying that there is a very likely chance of rain later in the week and into the weekend. So
good.
Got that nice little shower on Saturday. Hopefully this weekend will bring us some good results as well. But thank you very much, Jeff, and hope you have a good day as well.
Thank you. You take care.
You as well. So that was Jeff Torres, the County Executive Director of the USDA Farm Service Agency here in Polk County. And that has been today's edition of Valley Talk on this Wednesday, June 21st.